smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome, I'm Sean Weatherall, your host for this installment of Survey the Expert. Today, I'm joined by Tim Safley, ACHC's Director of DemiPost, Pharmacy, and Sleep, to discuss our newest service, home sleep testing. Tim, thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure, Sean.
So let's get right into it. Why did ACHC decide to create this new service for sleep providers?
This is an exciting time for ACHC, especially in our sleep programs. One of the things we've noticed is a huge trend away from sleep lab testing and going towards in-home testing. Providers, payer sources have decided that it's a better way to initially monitor some sleep disorders that are out there. So ACHC decided to create a home sleep testing for labs themselves that are not doing anything in sleep lab facilities, but doing it on their own.
So, Tim, this sounds like it is a service for providers that offer home sleep testing. Now, is this also applicable for providers that have sleep labs?
Great question. One of the things we originally did when we developed our sleep lab accreditation program is we certainly looked at where trends were going. So approximately 3 years ago when we released our sleep lab accreditation, we noticed that there was a lot of trends at that time for home sleep testing. We didn't feel it was right to charge a company for two different accreditations when we were there. So when we did our design of our sleep lab accreditation, we included home sleep testing in this so a company themselves would not have to go through two different accreditations since we can do it at the same time, and there shouldn't be an extra charge for it. But it actually expanded, and we found more and more providers themselves wanting a standalone sleep lab, sleep testing accreditation, so that's when we created our HST standards.
So why would a provider want to become HST accredited?
ACHC developed these home sleep testing standards as a benchmark for acknowledgement that an organization is meeting the standards for home sleep testing. They want to make sure that the physician is getting the correct information during the study so they can establish what the best form of therapy is for their CPAP or sleep study patients. Third-party payers got involved in this too because they wanted to ensure that all the information that they are receiving is accurate, and it also keeps down the cost of treating these patients. So therefore, third-party payers such as Medicare and private payers have started demanding that companies that are doing home sleep testing become accredited.
That's a lot of good information to know, Tim. So how does a provider actually get started?
Well, to get started for accreditation, the first thing you need to do is go to our website, achc.org, and download a copy of our free home sleep testing standards. It's a simple process. You go in and register, and there's nothing more you need to do. Alternatively, you can always give us a call at 919-785-1214, and we can walk you through, get you to the right person to help you download those standards and take a look at our accreditation and what our accreditation entails. You can also contact me, Tim Safley, and I will be glad to help you out and to give you more details about the difference between our sleep lab and our home sleep testing standards.
We covered a lot here in just a few moments, so thank you for that, Tim.
Well, thank you again for having me. This is an exciting time for ACHC, and we hope people go online or give us a call to learn more about our sleep and our sleep accreditation programs.
Thanks again, Tim, and thank you for listening to this edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2013. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.